Hey everybody, Madison Lane here, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. Power, presence, and perspective. Now, I know what you're thinking, self-care. That sounds kind of fluffy, doesn't it? But trust me, this isn't about bubble baths and face masks. We're talking about something way deeper, something that fuels your resilience, clarity, and overall well-being. Because let's be real, life can get pretty hectic, right? Between work deadlines, family obligations, and just trying to keep up with the constant flow of information, it's easy to feel like you're running on fumes. But here's the thing. Neglecting your well-being is a recipe for burnout, stress, and ultimately unhappiness. So today, we're diving into the power of self-care, how to actually practice it in a way that makes a real difference in your life. First things first, let's ditch the idea that self-care is a luxury or something you only do when you're feeling overwhelmed. It's not about guilt-free indulgence, it's about making conscious choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put off regular maintenance on your car, right? You know it needs oil changes, tire rotations, all those little things to keep it running smoothly. Well, your well-being is the same way. So what does that look like in practice? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you prioritize self-care. Number 1, mindful movement. This doesn't necessarily mean grueling workouts or marathon runs. It could be a gentle yoga session, a brisk walk in nature, even just some stretching to release tension. The point is to get your body moving and connect with your physical sensations. Ever noticed how a good workout can clear your head and boost your mood? That's the power of mindful movement. Number 2, nourishing your mind. This means engaging in activities that stimulate your intellect and creativity. Think reading, learning a new skill, having deep conversations with friends, or even just taking time to reflect and journal. You know that feeling when you finish a good book and your brain is buzzing with ideas? That's what we're aiming for. Number 3, prioritizing sleep. I know easier said than done, right? But seriously, adequate sleep is non-negotiable. When you're well-rested, you're better equipped to handle stress, make sound decisions, and even be more productive. So ditch those late-night Netflix binges and aim for 7 minutes, 8 hours of shut-eye every night. Number 4, setting boundaries. This is a big one. It's about learning to say no to commitments that drain you or don't align with your values. Protecting your time and energy is crucial for self-care. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your own well-being. And finally, number 5, practicing gratitude. Taking a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life can have a profound impact on your overall happiness. It could be as simple as noticing the warmth of the sun on your skin or savoring a delicious meal. Little moments of gratitude go a long way. Let me tell you a quick story that illustrates this perfectly. I was talking to my friend Sarah the other day, and she was feeling completely overwhelmed. Deadlines were looming at work, her kids were driving her crazy, and she hadn't had a moment to herself in weeks. So what did she do? She booked a weekend getaway to the mountains, no phones, no emails, just pure relaxation and connection with nature. And guess what? After that trip, Sarah came back feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to tackle her challenges head on. See, self-care isn't about being selfish or indulging in whims, it's about investing in yourself so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. It's about creating a foundation of strength and resilience that allows you to navigate the ups and downs with grace and ease. So, my friends, what are you going to do today to prioritize your well-being? Maybe it's taking a 15-minute walk outside or scheduling a little me time for reading or meditation. Even small acts of self-care can make a world of difference. Remember, you deserve to feel good, both inside and out. Keep those stoic vibes flowing and join me tomorrow for another episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.